Just a reminder that this is normally the time where we dismiss our children, and if you walked in a little bit late, we're not going to do that today. The children are going to hang here with us. We're going to spend a few minutes honoring our moms together as a family time with a special tribute to our moms. That'll kind of be the first segment for those of you with short attention spans, and then kind of a second segment, a little more family teaching for the family. But before we honor our moms, this special tribute, I want to talk about a guy who set a really good example on of how to honor his mom. And this guy is Solomon, that I want to talk about for a few minutes, King Solomon. And if I say the word, if I say, name one word that comes to mind when you think of Solomon, that word probably is wisdom. And Solomon certainly was a man of wisdom. You're probably familiar with the story of God appearing to King Solomon in a dream. And God basically says, Solomon, ask for whatever you want, and I'm going to give it to you. And Solomon very wisely asked for a wise and discerning heart. He wanted to know how to rule over God's people. And here's what Scripture says about King Solomon in the book of 1 Kings. Now God gave Solomon wisdom and very great discernment and breadth of mind like the sand that is on the seashore. So if you're wondering how expansive was Solomon's wisdom, just walk out to the beach, look at the sand, and you're going, wow, that's a lot of wisdom. Solomon's wisdom surpassed the wisdom of all the sons of the east and all the wisdom of Egypt. His fame was known in all the surrounding nations. He spoke 3,000 proverbs, and his songs were 1,005. He spoke of trees, from the cedar that is in Lebanon, even to the hyssop that grows on the wall. He spoke also of animals and birds and creeping things and fish. Those are mom's favorite things, little creepy things. Solomon understood those. Men came from all peoples to hear the wisdom of Solomon, from all the kings of the earth who had heard of his wisdom. So a pretty intelligent guy, pretty wise guy. Because he asked for the greatest thing, God also gave him riches. God also gave him popularity, gave him fame, but gave him a great deal of wisdom. So his wisdom is well documented. But even before God appeared to him and gave him extraordinary wisdom, I'm going to suggest that Solomon probably had a pretty good head on his shoulders even before then. And here's what I mean. I want you to put yourself in Solomon's shoes, especially boys and girls, teenagers. When Solomon was going to be made king, I want you to pretend like this is you, that you're Solomon, and these things are happening to you. And do you think you would be able to remain humble and remain focused on the important things? So here's the picture of Solomon being made king. Here's his inauguration ceremony. And we're not sure how old Solomon was. Educators and commentaries guess anywhere from the age of 12 to the early 20s. All right, I'm not really sure, and I don't really care at this point in time. The point is, kids, you can imagine this happening to you at a very young age. So here's the scene of Solomon's inauguration ceremony. First of all, one of Solomon's brothers, he decided that he was going to be king because King David, Solomon's dad, was getting old. And so one of Solomon's brothers says, well, I'm going to make myself king. I'm going to go throw a party over here, and I'm going to tell everybody that I'm a king. And King David heard of this, and he said, no, that's not the way it's going to be. Solomon is going to be the king, and gave orders for the following things to take place. So think about this, children. First of all, teenagers, if you're being made, your brother wants to do something, and dad says, no, you get to do it. That carries a lot of weight, right? A lot of authority. It's your brother wants to go down the slide, but no, wait, dad said, I get to go. It's my turn, right? You want to play the video game, but your brother's playing the video game. Dad said, it's my turn. All right. So automatically, you're feeling really good about yourself. Dad said, I get to be the king. And so Solomon was placed on David's mule. So it'd be like teenagers, you get to drive Dad's car. You get to drive Dad's Jeep, better yet. You get to drive Dad's Jeep, and this is a nice Jeep. This is the four-wheel drive Jeep. It's like the most capable, best handling Dad Jeep ever, and Dad's letting you drive his four-wheel drive mule. Okay, so not just anywhere, though, not just on the back roads. David gives orders to leaders to take Solomon, place him on his mule, go ride into Gihon, which is a main watering place in the city. And so this would be like riding into like the most happening place in town, the most popular place in town. It's soccer night at the center, and all your family and friends and neighbors are there, and they see you driving in on Dad's four-wheel drive mule, and you're really cool. There's a big ceremony there, and you're called up on stage, and you're anointed by the priest, and you're anointed by the prophet Nathan is there. And in this ceremony, you have Dad's approval to be called king. And the idea with the priest and the prophet being there, this is also God's approval that you get to be king. Dad's approval, God's approval, big ceremony for you. You're becoming king. Trumpets were blown, flutes were played, people were cheering and yelling and celebrating you so much, the Bible says that the ground shook. All right, so get this, you're on stage, your favorite band is there playing live, playing your favorite song, they're singing We Are the Champions for you, and the bass is low and deep and is vibrating the chest and all around the neighborhoods, and everybody knows there's a party celebrating you. They're celebrating, they're cheering your name. They're saying, long live King Solomon. Long live Matthew. If this is you, they're going, Matthew, Matthew, Matthew. They're cheering you on. And then David gives the orders. And then after all that big party, take Solomon back to the house, back to the throne room, and seat him in my throne. And he is to rule over all the house of Israel and Judah. So you go back to the house, and you get to sit in Dad's chair. That means you get the remote, you get control of the thermostat. That's that thing on the wall that you never get to touch that controls how hot and cold it is, you know, in the house. You now have authority over that. And to top it all off, when David, King David, when Solomon's dad was getting really old, he had a little chat with Solomon, and he told Solomon about a handful of people that did some really bad things to King David when he was king. And he said, son, use your wisdom to decide whether those people get to live or die. Solomon had the authority to kill people if he chose to. Now, I don't know about you, but if all that was happening to me, I'm going to be pretty arrogant. I'm going to be pretty proud. I'm going to be quite full of myself that I'm the king. Nobody can tell me what to do. I'm in charge of everything. I got Dad's car. I got Dad's chair. Life is good. I'm going to have some people executed here shortly because they messed with my dad. All right. Here's what happens. Solomon's in his man cave, in the throne room, on his throne. And his mom, Solomon's mom, walks into the room. What would you do, you new leader of the entire country with control over everything? This is what Solomon did. He set the example of honoring his mom. He got up from his throne. He went over to greet her and bowed down before his mom. He got up, gave orders to have another throne brought in, and set at his right hand the place of honor. What a great example of showing honor to your mom when Solomon had every right to be very arrogant and very full of himself. He was not. So think about it, kids. Mom comes into your room. What do you do? Do you treat her with respect? Do you treat her with honor? Or do you throw a fit because, oh, she's entering your room? Which, by the way, she helps provide the roof over your room. All right, so it's not really yours, just in case you haven't figured that out by now. So Solomon set a great example for us. And so I would like to take a few minutes now and honor our moms that are here with us today. So if you are a lady, from the youngest to the oldest, whether you're a mom or not, I want to start with honoring you ladies. I'm not trying to embarrass you, but if you would please go ahead and stand up for a minute. Ladies from young to old, because even the youngest ladies that are not moms yet or even thinking about being moms yet, they display great mom-like character sometimes. I see them helping with little brothers and little sisters, and that's a really good quality. And even if you don't have children of your own, you have been a mom-like influence in somebody's life, and we appreciate you and we honor you. Thank you very much.